Hello, everyone. I'm going to give everybody a little bit of time to get on here. Let me know. Vern is on here. The fabulous Vern Rouser is on here. So let me know if you can hear me. Vern, you might want to put it in the Slack channel. Just let me know if you can hear me, if you can see me, if all the things are good and happening as they should. Hello, hello, hello. So I am Coach MJ and I am talking to you all about the discovery worksheets and how to make them a non-negotiable for you. Okay. This was big for me, big, big, big for me. So y'all know I don't hold anything back. I tell y'all all the things about my journey and all that kind of stuff. So this is what I'm going to about discovery worksheets. When I first started No BS, I thought it was legit BS. I was like, there ain't no way it's gonna stop me from eating. I know I eat. It is good. I like it. I enjoy it. I don't want those stupid sheets. That's what I thought. Like, I went 3 or 4 months and I never ever filled out a discovery worksheet because I thought it was a bunch of crap. So then a couple of things happened. There's a few things that happened along the journey. So I was listening to a live with Corinne. I had been in the membership for about 3 months, and she said that your brain lies to you and you should question every thought. So I started questioning things. Like, I would think that, like, you know, I had a hard day or I was too busy to do something. And I would always ask myself, is that true? Is that true? Is that really true? And so, but not about the discovery worksheets, because I knew it was true that, oh, it said the video stopped. Hold on a second. Can you hear me now? Did I come back? I tried to turn my, oh, I'm back. Okay. I turned my Wi-Fi off. It's acted janky today. So I turned my Wi-Fi off and now I'm just on my cellular data. So I was saying, I started to question every thought. I was like, I was questioning every thought and trying to decide, refresh your feed. If it's cutting out, just refresh. So I started questioning every thought. I decided that everything I was going to do was going to be, I was just going to question it. Ask if it's true. Ask if it's true. And then Kathy Hartman said something, because she is very wise. As we all know, Kathy Hartman is very wise. If it's skipping for y'all, just go in and out. Okay. Go back out and come back in. Refresh it. So then she said something that really hit me. She said, what is a non-negotiable for you? What is non-negotiable? And I started to think about what my non-negotiables were. And I knew water was one of them. And I knew that making my 24-hour plan was one of them. Yeah, I was just wondering, like, you know, what were my non-negotiables? And so I thought to myself, I had kind of hit, like, not a stall, but, like, you know, I had not done, I was not losing weight like I was in the beginning. So then I just started asking myself, I was hearing all these thoughts about these, you know, discovery worksheets. So I was thinking, I'm going to, you know, do all this stuff about the discovery worksheets. And I would hear myself saying, it's not going to work. There's no point in doing that. It's not going to tell me anything I don't already know. Those were my thoughts about discovery worksheets. So, I was listening, looking at Vern's message. Sorry. So what happened was I started asking myself, are those thoughts true about the discovery worksheets? Is it not going to help? The truth was, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was yes, and I didn't know if it was no. I'd never done them before. I had not given them even a chance to work. I had just decided that it was not worth doing. So I took those two pieces of information. I took the piece about, you know, Corinne saying question every thought, and then Kathy Hartman asking, what are your non-negotiables? So I thought, I'm going to do this for discovery worksheets. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to decide for like a month. I'm going to make them non-negotiable and just see if it works. Because I was starting to question the thought that I had that it was not going to work. I started to question the thought. So I was like, I'm going to do them. Well, guess what happened? I forgot. I've never done them. So I never did remember to do them. And I'm like, shit, I should have done one. It'd be like a week later. And, you know, I was just having such a hard time with it. So I decided to set myself up with a trigger so that I could remember to do them and see if they even worked at all, because I had decided they weren't going to work. So I printed off some discovery worksheets. And y'all, I put them everywhere. I put them at my desk. I put them in the kitchen. I put them in my car because I was doing home health physical therapy at the time. I even put them beside my eating chair because I had a chair that I always sat and I would snack in. I put them over there. And I thought, I'm just going to see if this works. So I started filling them out. And y'all, lo and behold, guess what happened? It worked. I realized after I filled them out for a month, I made them a non-negotiable for a month. I decided that there were really only four reasons. I mean, there were some outlying reasons. Every once in a while, something would happen. But there were really only four reasons I overate. I overate in the transition between work at home. I overate when I was tired. I overate when I was with other people. And I overate if I didn't feel well. That was it. That was legit. That was all it was. There were four main reasons I overate. So I just started working on them one-on-one, one at a time. First thing I tackled was coming in from work. I started a different routine. I started to set myself up for success in the areas that I saw that I was overeating. All those stories I had told myself about how the discovery worksheet wouldn't work, about how they wouldn't do anything for me. It was all a bunch of crap. It was just a lie my brain was telling me to keep me from doing the thing. And it was a game changer. A game changer for me. And then even after I started doing them, I heard Kathy one time say, put them in the snack drawer. Put them, tape it to your pantry. Put that like reminder in there so that you can trigger yourself to create this new habit and make the discovery worksheet a non-negotiable for you. So, discovery worksheets, when do you fill them out? Such a great question. So, you fill them out if you overeat on either end. If you eat before you're hungry, or you stop after you've already had enough. Okay? So, if you eat before you're hungry, and then you overeat, that's when you would fill one out. And if you don't follow your plan. So if you go off your plan, you want to fill one out as well. So, and this is what I want to tell you about going off your plan. You don't have to fill them out. Like this week, for example, is such a good example. I made the best Brussels sprouts, y'all, this week. And I planned for the Brussels sprouts the next day because I was so excited to eat them. So I saw my private clients in the morning. I went into the kitchen. I got my plate out. I was going to heat it up, and I was all excited about it. Somebody had eaten them. They were gone. They were no longer there. They were no longer there. And I'm like, hell, somebody had stolen, had absconded with my Brussels sprouts. I ate veggies, a different veggie. Instead, I did not fill out a discovery worksheet for that. I mean, it was an off-plan eat technically. But it was legit not there, okay? But if you're like, if you've planned a salad and chicken and your husband says, let's go out to dinner and you go eat pizza, then you fill one out. Okay. And I also want you to be very aware of the thought, I just want this. It just tastes better. So even if you have something planned and you swap it and you're calling it like an equal swap, but the thought is, I just want it. This would be so much better. I also suggest you fill one out in that instance. For me, you want to watch those like, I just want this. This sounds better. You know, I just don't want that anymore, whatever. So, but if it's an equal swap, you don't have to do it. Or if your people have stolen your food, which did happen a lot during these last few months when everyone was home, and I would go in the kitchen with my plan, and my husband would have taken it to work. Yes, someone had absconded with my Brussels sprout. It was a hot mess. So, where do you find the discovery worksheets? You find them in the back of your planner. They're in the very back of your planner. They are on the website under resources, weight loss resources, and it says worksheets and more. They're on there as well, and I will link them in this video so you'll be able to find them. Now, I can hear the questions. I don't have a printer. I don't have any way to print them out. I don't know what to do. This is what I'm going to tell you to do. I want for you to write down the questions that are on this discovery worksheet. Okay? And then put a blank piece of paper beside of you, beside your eating chair, in the kitchen, in your car, wherever you are, and you spend time and you tend to overeat or off-plan eat. And then you can just answer the questions on a sheet of paper. There's no magic on this form. I mean, the form is magic, but you can also answer the questions on a sheet of paper. With just use these questions. It's completely fine. All right. Questions. Questions, questions, questions. Yeah, Dory, I answered the question. Discovery worksheets are for overeats and off-plan eats. Yes. And then I also like to add the swaps if I just want it, or this just sounds better, or oh, I just would rather have this. And I will tell you too, once you do enough of them, once you do enough of them, you will look at the food item that you are thinking about eating that is not on your plan, and you'll say, is this worth filling out a discovery worksheet? And a lot of times the answer is no. That's another thing that really does happen when you really start to fill them out and you make it a non-negotiable in your life. Let's see. Yes. Are the discovery, Nicole asked, are the discovery worksheets different from the urge worksheets? Absolutely. So we have a pre-urge and a post-urge worksheet. The pre-urge worksheet is what you will fill out if you have an urge to overeat, and you want to stop that in its tracks. The discovery worksheet is for if you have had an overeat or an off-plan eat. Tracy, what if you are unsure about your plus two? So if you are unsure if you've had enough, because you know that's how we're going to talk about it now. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? If you are unsure if you have had enough, if there is a question, the answer is yes. Just like if you ever ask yourself, have I had enough? You have. It's always the answer. So if you're like, I don't know, did I overeat? Maybe not. I don't know. Fill one out. It is not going to hurt you at all to fill one out. It's just not. There's such good information on here. Katrina, do you have any suggestions for when you just hate doing discovery worksheets? It's time consuming and I don't enjoy it. All right. If you, why do you hate doing them? That's my question. If this piece of paper, I would change my thoughts about the discovery worksheet. This piece of paper is going to make all the difference in my weight loss journey. I am worth, you're saying it's time consuming? 2 minutes. My weight loss is worth the 2 minutes it's going to take to fill out the sheet of paper. That's the thoughts that you want to generate in order to do these discovery worksheets. I mean, I had terrible thoughts about them, but I was able to change them. And that's what you need to ask yourself. Why do I hate them so much? Am I afraid I'm going to learn something about myself? Is that what's going to stop my overeat? Am I ready to stop overeating? Is my weight loss worth the 2 minutes it's going to take me to fill up the sheet? That's what I would ask myself. Let's see. Yes, if you do level up, if you level up, you do not have to worry about filling one out. If you have planned pizza and you decide to have a fabulous big ass salad instead, you count that as a win. You give yourself a high five. You give yourself a high five. You'd be like, I am a badass, no BS woman, and I chose to level up my food because that's how I roll. And you don't have to fill one out. If the thought of having to, Jill asks, if the thought of having to fill out the discovery worksheet is enough to dissuade you from eating off plan, is that better or is it better to just let it happen and then answer the questions and learn from them? Or would you just do an urge worksheet instead? So, you know, I have an urge to overeat. I've decided I don't want to overeat, but I'm going to overeat anyway so I can get data. No, no. You don't want to get yourself to overeat just to get data. Because the whole thing, the thought that works for you to stop the overeat is it's really not worth filling out that damn sheet. That's a thought that works for you. So use it. Collect that win. You said no to an urge because that was all it was. It's an urge to eat. And then that's it. You just count it as a win and move along. Let's see, Chris. Anna Kate. Can you help with the thought that the discovery worksheet means I fucked up? Well, you didn't fuck up. It means that this is what we always call like failing forward. Or Corinne always says, never waste an overeat. If you overeat, it is going to teach you something. You're going to learn something that's going to help you out in the future. It's going to help you out. So this is just your opportunity to learn. You can use it as a throat punch, or you can use it as an opportunity to learn. You can look at it either way. This is the data that's going to get me to my weight loss goal. It's exactly what it's going to do. That's what it's going to get you. So we all make mistakes. Look, I got mine filled out in here. I fill out discovery worksheets. So does Corinne, Kathy, Betsy, Judith, and Mike. We all fill them out. I have overeats all the time. I even sometimes have more wine than I planned. I fill one out. Sometimes I overeat. Sometimes I off-plan eat. I fill out one of these sheets. It is a non-negotiable for me. Chris, I've been struggling to come up with three reasons why I ate. Is it simply I wanted it? Is that enough? Or I should be describing more about why I wanted it. The feelings. You can do both, but sometimes it is. I just wanted it. It tasted good. I didn't want to hurt someone's feelings. Like all of those reasons are good reasons. It's whatever your brain is coming up with. Like I was tired or whatever it is. Yeah. Any reason that your brain is throwing to you, you want to capture it on those three reasons, and there's no right or wrong, no good or bad answer. What if you make an even trade, not a level up? Should I fall the sheet? Colleen, that's what I was talking about. The only thing I would watch out for is if, you like have thoughts of, I just want it. I wish I had planned that instead. That sounds so much better. Be like, it does sound better. And I plan it tomorrow. Like that is an urge to go off plan. And like those kind of thoughts, I'll tell you, I used to not fill them out for those kind of thoughts. I do now because I realized when I was telling myself, I just want this different. And like those thoughts translated into, you know, whenever I, you know, wanted pizza instead of my salad, it just sounds better. I just got so in the habit of telling myself, I don't want that right now. So I just really did learn to watch those kind of thoughts. For me, it was big deal. So Yasmin says, how do you make sure that you use the data? You just write it and forget about it. I'm going to tell you, it took me a ton of them, and I realized I was writing the same shit every time. Every time. And I remember One time, because I told y'all if I felt bad, and I had rotator cuff surgery. So if my shoulder was bothering me at the end of a work day, because I did physical therapy, my shoulder was hurting, I would overeat or eat off plan. And then at the bottom of the sheet, I would write, and my shoulder still fucking hurts every time. And so then I would get home after work, and my shoulder would be hurting, and then I would want to go get something to eat. And pretty soon I was saying, and your shoulder's still gonna fucking hurt. Because that's what I had written on the bottom of all of them. But I had probably done that 10 times, 10 overeats, right? Until my brain like caught on that my shoulder was still gonna hurt. If you level up from a pizza to a salad, you don't have to fill one out. That's when you give yourself the verbal, mental, emotional, even do a happy dance in your kitchen, girl, because I'm a no BS badass woman. I have decided that I do not want this pizza. My future self does not want this pizza. It wants a salad today. Yay for me. You do not have to fill that out. You don't have to fill that out at all. So, but I would write about it. I'm gonna tell you, when you choose to say no to pizza or whatever, and you choose a salad instead, write that shit down on a journal page. Blow that shit up in your mind. Be like, this is me looking out for me. This is me taking care of my future self. This is what being an OBS badass woman is all about. Like, blow that shit up in your mind. Blow it up. Write about it. Tell your friends about it. Tell your accountability group what a badass you are. I used to tell my kids what a badass they didn't care, but I would tell them anyway, because they're at home. I used to tell them. So Monica says, what if you have a schedule change, get home later, and husband wants to order out, but you planned homemade food? Would you do a discovery worksheet? It is up to you, but like, let's say that that happens. Like, you get home late from work and all that kind of stuff. And you've planned a homemade, like, chicken and veggies, and your husband says, let's go out to eat. Ask yourself, I legit don't have time to cook. What can I do? What is an equal swap I can make going out to dinner? That's what you need to ask yourself. Everywhere has a salad. Everywhere. But so if you do decide to eat something that's way off plan, or it's not an equal swap or whatever, then you're going to want to do a discovery worksheet. But like I was talking about, my fabulous Brussels sprouts was gone. Shit happens. And you have to change sometimes. Now, if you notice that it's a habit, you may want to come up with another plan. But every once in a while, for something to happen, it's okay. It's okay. Does anyone else have any questions? So, day six, here we are. Here we are on day six, discovery worksheets, how to make them a non-negotiable. This is what y'all are going to do today. Figure out a way to keep this discovery worksheet in front of you, whether it be to print out some copies so that you can keep them in your pantry, on your favorite bag of chips that you always know that you grab ass, right? But in your kitchen beside the stove for when you're cooking, right? Beside your eating chair, because I had an eating chair. So, put them. I was doing home health physical therapy. I had some in my car. Okay. And then, if for some reason you don't have a printer, it is completely fine. Take a picture of it with your phone and have it. And then just get you a sheet of paper and just answer the questions. You don't have to have a printer, nothing fancy dancy. So, I would love to see the fun places that y'all end up putting these discovery worksheets. So that is your call today. Set yourself up for a trigger so that you can make the discovery worksheet a non-negotiable. And the trigger is, it's like that hot sauce. What's it called? Red hot. What is it called? Like, put that shit on everything. Put this shit everywhere. Frank's Red Hot, right? Put this shit everywhere. Make it a trigger for you, like I did. So, I see Contessa asks, do you do one for all those little tastes you make during cooking? What if you plan the taste? You can plan the taste. I am a taster when I cook because I don't really use a whole lot of recipes. And so we food prep on Sunday, and that is usually my lunch. That's actually what I plan for lunch on Sundays are bites, licks, and tastes while I prep my food. But if you do not want to be a bite, licker, and taster and you're not planning it, then you absolutely need to fill one out for it. You need to fill one out for those bites when you're in there cooking or when your child has one bite of mac and cheese left on their plate and you eat it on the way to the sink, fill one out. Jen Saya one time, calling up my friend Jen Saya, posted in the membership, she did it for one McDonald's French fry. The one. Make it a non-negotiable. That's what it means. Non-negotiable. And I saw someone else put in here, when in doubt, fill it out. If you don't know if you've had enough, if you think that you've eaten too much, or you ate and you didn't really know if you were hungry, fill it out. Just fill it out. So Jody says, is it enough to mentally do the discovery worksheet? No, it needs to be filled out. It's like mentally doing a plan. Anything that's not on paper is a wish. So set yourself up for success. Make the discovery worksheet a non-negotiable for yourself. Make it a non-negotiable. If you think that it is not going to work, if you think that it won't do anything, if you think that it will not teach you anything, if you think it's hard, if you think that it's like too difficult or time-consuming, ask yourself, is that true? Is that true? Oh, Julie says, how did I know about the mac and cheese? I have three children. I did that. Yes. So, any other questions? Any other questions? I am so excited to be here with y'all today. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. So, discovery worksheets today. Make sure that you do not miss day seven. I don't know what it is, but I know it's going to be fabulous. So, y'all have a great holiday weekend. I'll be around if y'all need me. I'm going to post this. I'm going to post the link to the challenge, link to discovery worksheets on this video. It will also be in the video replays. Private member podcast, all the things, all the things. So, y'all have a fabulous Friday. Enjoy your holiday weekend, and I will see y'all. I think I have another one next week. I'm excited. All right, y'all. Bye.